All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, it's another day. More talk swirling around, more accusations against Hillary, even being blasted by Bernie Sanders. The mixed bag in terms of a response from people who either support her or don't. New polls coming out. A lot of these, and this is no surprise to me, a lot of these new polls show Donald Trump is in a virtual statistical tie. It's early on. Those who said that Hillary would romp, I can't believe that could be the case. And lots of talk about who's the vice presidential candidate will be for Romney. The biggest rumor swirling around Laurie, by the way, is Newt Gingrich. I love Newt. He's been a guest on the show. He's got some wonderful things to say to me. If you go on my website, it's StuTaylor.com. And I've interviewed him several times. Good choice in terms of competency, political correctness. I mean, political connections, there's a difference. I'm happy to say there's not much political correctness there. And his knowledge of how the game of politics works, I think, makes him a great selection. And, yeah, there'll be a lot of antipathy about Gingrich. And when you start to think about the negative feelings that are spread around. I just want to make a comparison here. I mean, I have three very liberal friends. I'm starting to think if I have more. And I mean, when I say liberal, I mean, you know, rather extreme. And you're probably saying, how could you keep the relationship with them? Well, I mean, I can't get rid of almost everybody I know, although I'd like to. And, you know, I send them things that have just a little, you know, a byline on it. Like, isn't the obvious to you? What do you need to know to wake up? When do your facts match up with the real facts? I mean, there's always, and they're just in a constant state of oblivion. We won't deal with logic and common sense. I'm rational. I absolutely insist that I'm rational. So the accusations are now swirling around. I mean, I just want you to think of the stupidity of this as I explain it, about Trump not releasing his tax records. I don't care whether the guy is worth $1 billion or $10 billion. I don't care. Perception is almost everything. If he had done anything that violated the law, trust me. The people in government would be right down and swoop them right up and do just like they would have done on Romney. You're comparing everything that Hillary has done, how morally flawed she is and the crime she's committed. That's okay. But we're not moving forward with Trump until we see his tax returns. I can't say and put in words what I'm thinking on the radio. And my disappointment is just manifested itself to the nth degree with Mitt Romney. the sheer gall and audacity of Mr. Timid. Why were you so Mr. Timid in the last election? Now he's coming out and he's being vocal and talking about what could be hidden in the tax returns. How do you know, Mitt? And go ahead, continue this behavior and see if, and continue to alienate a certain amount of people who won't vote for Trump so they can go vote for Hillary. You pompous, you know what. So many people whom I would come on here and say really nice, positive things about. I mean, I'm having trouble doing it now. I really am. Whether it's Jeb Bush, who will not endorse Trump, whether it's Mitt Romney. You know, Mitt Romney had this inquiry into his taxes. This is how rotten and evil they are, these people. And Harry Reid said Romney cheated the government and he never paid taxes. And then it came out and Romney released his records, and he did. And he paid a reasonably low tax rate, which he's entitled to do. Take a look at John Kerry. I think he paid 13%. Come on, you self-righteous, hypocritical SOBs. And then, just like several other Democrats have done, like Ben Rhodes in the White House, he was proud of the fact that he lied to the American people. He said, well, he lied. I think of Bob Bechtel, that tub of junk who used to be on the Five and said anything is fair. You can lie in order to make your point. Obama, Hillary, Harry Reid. I have to stay calm and I can't say they all do. They don't all do it. And some lies are of a darker shade than others. But I turn to the people of this country and say, wake up, just wake up. You want to talk about this audit of Trump? And I got a feeling he doesn't want his records released. There's no law that says he has to, and he says, you know, he'll release them, when the audit is done. I might have been born at night. I wasn't born last night. He doesn't want to release his records. But they're in the hands of those legal sources who can do something about it if there's some crime that has been committed. So what can I say except that I'm about as fed up as a person could be. And I hope you are too. I honestly hope you are too. Suspicions over the Clintons, the Whitewater dealings, to 2008 claims of having, actually, I can't forget this, brave sniper fire. Hey, remind you a little of Brian Williams? She braved sniper fire in Bosnia. Now she's facing questions over her use of a secret email server to conduct business in the State Department. Trump is distrusted, but not to the level and the intensity and venom that Hillary should be. I don't say he is, because there are enough stupid people out there who just want to crucify Donald Trump because they don't like him personally or what he stands for, which is big business and success in this country. The amount of distrust on both ends is unprecedented. But there's some new polling that shows, should I say it, by Trump is more honest than Hillary or less dishonest. Word it any way you want. But Bernie Sanders has even come out and said it'll be an electoral disaster. Oh, all of a sudden, Bernie, you're waking up. You didn't want to talk about the email server. Bernie Sanders. There's nothing she can do to change this. You know, when you get trapped in bold-faced lies, like with coal miners or Benghazi, and there's new reports coming out on Benghazi stating that this could have been prevented, that disaster, it doesn't matter. You know, Obama, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton. What a plague. What a pox on this country. I travel around quite a bit, and I talk with so many people. And if I use the language they use and the venom that they show, I'm talking about reserved, respectable people who have served their country, their family, and their vocation honorably. The language is so intense. The emotions are so extreme. And you know something? I don't blame them at all. I do my best to be dignified and respectful. Of course, we all cross that line once in a while. Laura Ingraham crossed it the other day on radio and screamed when she had a, and she's one of the, I don't know, number five most listened to radio talk show hosts. She's been on this book, on this show with her book, The Power of the People. And I love Laura Ingraham, but she got on when there was a breakdown and she said, we're going to lose all our blanking listeners. And it came across the air. And you say, oh, boy, Laura Ingraham saying that. But, you know, I mean, who hasn't used that terminology? But you have to be, you have to do it in a socially acceptable manner. This race, in so many respects, in, on both sides, it's just been so socially repulsive. With Trump, it's his insults of people. I don't condone it at all. It worked. And with Hillary, it's her blatant lying. All right, going to take a break. We'll be back right after these messages. This is Stu Taylor.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is, you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Joe Kernan from CNBC. Squawk Box just did an interview with Stu Taylor. Stu is helping keep America great.
All right, back to have this nice, relaxing subject about mostly Hillary Clinton, certainly enough about Donald Trump as well. Great to have you with me, and I welcome your emails, any criticism, constructive or otherwise, but you just do it in a socially acceptable way. I'm happy to say that I get really very little criticism, but I'm happy to deal with it. And you can email me at stu@stutaylor.com, stu@stutaylor.com. I love receiving feedback from the audience, and I have to say, by and large, you're tremendously supportive. And if you're not, that's okay. You don't have to agree with me. I know there are people out there who still love Marco Rubio, who has said that he won't accept a vice presidential slot if asked, but he supports Trump. Will you vote for Trump? No answer. I mean, left hand, either come out and say it or don't. Either going to vote for him or don't, but don't come out and make a statement. I support him, but I can't tell you whether I'm going to vote for him or not. I mean, that's political garbage. I don't know who I'm talking to. I got my hands up in the air, and I'm looking up in the sky right now. How can anybody who loves this country of sane mind, how can anybody vote for Hillary Clinton over anybody? So you don't hear me coming on raving about Donald Trump. I just say he's worth the risk because you know what you're going to get with Hillary. You know what you're going to get with her. Yeah, a lot of things you don't know. What you're going to get with Trump, that's fine. But you want to know something? I'll take the risk because I know what I'm going to get from Hillary. And just think of it that way. Let's go back, not to stir up old memories, but to stir up old memories. Just go back to Jennifer Flowers, Travelgate, Monica Lewinsky, Juanita Broderick, Paula Jones. I could name 17 of them, but why do that? The billing records from the Rose Law Firm. Oh, they were just so ethical, Hillary and Bill. All of that, all of that. They are morally flawed. And now to have them back in the White House? Are you crazy? What are we, gluttons for punishment? You think these were good years? Yeah, sure, like every other president, Clinton has done some good things. I'm sure Obama has, although I have to struggle to think what it is. I mean, if someone put me on the line right now, just like they asked, what did Carly Fiorina accomplish at Hewlett-Packard? They couldn't come up with some answers. Or what did Marco Rubio accomplish in the Senate? I mean, it's tough to come up with some answers. You ask me what Barack Obama has accomplished. I, honest to goodness, even though I've dealt with everything every single day since this plague came on the scene, I have a real struggle. I always come up with the same answer because I can't think of anything else. I advocate the use of drones. So there's one thing right and 1,000 things wrong. What about Hillary? What has she done? What contribution has she made to this country? Pack up and accumulate enough travel mileage, frequent flyer mileage? Oh, that's really impressive. Not a smidgen of a scandal. It's not a smidgen is right. It's overwhelming. And every day, you know what I mean, listen, aside, actually, I feel good. My family's okay. It's a beautiful day. You know, I get all that stuff over with. And then I think, can I turn something on? Can I find out that Hillary has been indicted? It never happens. It just doesn't happen. There's huge pessimism and a big crossover in support for Donald Trump. And all I can say to people out there, and I know there are some listening who don't agree with me, you turn this country over to the Clintons again, and this country is going to hell in a handbasket. It's already almost there. But there's hope, because there's a new Quinnipiac poll out, and it shows that Hillary and Trump are basically statistically tied in Pennsylvania, Florida, and getting close in Ohio. That's not bad. So people say, hey, listen, how about John Kasich as a VP? I don't think so. I don't think so. Or I'm the congressman from Rob Portman, you know, smart, intellectual, boring. I mean, you got insomnia, just listen to Rob Portman. And it's not a criticism of him. It's a criticism of what I think is a necessary ingredient in this race. Rob Portman is also being rumored because of his connections to be a vice presidential nominee of Donald Trump. Is it the worst selection you can make? No. It's not the worst. Is it the best? No. I'm not here to choose vice presidential candidates. I mean, nothing would thrill me more than to get a call from Hope Hicks, one of the people at at Trump's headquarters, and say, come on down, we'd like to discuss possible vice presidential candidates with you. Yeah, I can wait till hell freezes over. I'll never get that call. It's amazing when you look at Hillary's, quote, popularity, and what's it, eight in a row or something, that Bernie Sanders has won 8 states, and every time he wins, he loses ground. This isn't a rigged system, is it? For months, Bernie Sanders has outpolled Hillary Clinton, even against Trump, which is amazing to think how much of this country would put in a communist. He's not even a socialist. He's worse. You can go look up the definitions. I've covered them too much on here to continue to go into it. Well, let's say he's a socialist, all right, because everybody says he is and he says he is. How could you vote a socialist in it? I mean, how could you do it? You want socialism over capitalism? Well, we're looking maybe at a contested convention in the Democrat Party. I don't think it's going to happen in the Republican Party because Trump is on a roll. Unless I don't know what he can do to self-destruct. It doesn't sound like he can do anything at this point. So let's assume he's the nominee and he'll go through a lot of stuff. And tomorrow's show will be interesting. A Monday show, depending on what my schedule is, to talk about the meeting with Paul Ryan. Eric Trump came on Megyn Kelly's show and said, his dad doesn't need Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan sold out this party, too. He's just sold out the party. I don't think honesty is that being an issue with the American public. I mean, I'm just telling you, I don't think it is. Morals, virtues, ethics. It doesn't mean anything. It's the difference between being obnoxious and being a liar, a crook, a cheater, and a traitor. Isn't there a difference? Oh, would you have to choose one of them? I'm putting a gun to your head. I'm going to choose the braggadocio, the boastful quote bully. I'll take Trump. People just don't get it. They don't. So many don't get that it's a choice. McCain didn't get it, and Romney didn't get it. Shame on them. More pleasant topic.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, maybe we'll bring a little bit of religion into your life, because it seems to have been lacking in our first two segments of the show. Joining us right now is Clayton Reed Jones. He is the author of Who Else Could It Be But God? My Relationships Led Me to Him. The book is published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Clayton, congratulations on your book. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Stu. Thanks for having me.
All right. It is a pleasure. And I know we'd all love to hear your story. I love inspirational stories that turn around. We hear too many stories that work in opposition because the media is just consumed with sensationalism. It's just, I guess, a kind of a trait of a macabre curiosity in all of us that we seem to crave the sensational, good or bad. What's your book about, and what led you to God?
Okay. First, before I get into the book, I just want to say I never at any point in my life, I saw myself as an author, and I never had a desire to write a book. Some events took place in my life, and those events, they changed my perception of everything and everything around me. I was a young man that had a child at an early age, and having this child as a teenager, I was real young. And I just didn't know how to handle the responsibility, and I had a lot of fear associated with that responsibility. So, like so many of us around this country, I walked away from that responsibility, and I just lived my life as if I didn't have a son. I also was a person that was dealing with internal battles with fear. And just my greatest fear was death. And, you know, just looking at my environment, there wasn't a lot of hope for a lot of things. So, being pretentious, being materialistic, chasing dreams, I walked away from this responsibility and I just lived my life. But 20 years being absent out of my son's life, some things started to happen to me. And what happened was relationships in my life, I was losing relationships in my life. And these relationships, as they left me, they were doing things to me. They were actually awakening me to a different perspective on things. I had a real dear friend of mine pass away while him and I were at odds with each other. We were arguing with each other, and we weren't speaking. Well, he passed away. And right before he passed away, another gentleman in my life passed away, very similar death. This gentleman was such he was just a person that was so dear to everyone. He was so inspirational, but he was quiet. And his life example left a mark on me that I didn't realize was happening at the time until he left. So with these two deaths happening, it was actually setting the stage for a forced reunion with my son that I had walked away from for 20 years. And when that relationship happened, I believed in my heart, through this experience, I saw God. And after it all happened, everything around me just looked different. And I really started understanding how precious relationships are.
What's your relationship with your son like today?
Right now, we're trying to build. We're really building. It's taking time. It's not an instant, you know, because so many years went by, but he's in my life. The powerful thing about this story and him was he was able to open his heart up and forgive me. You know, while I was living life trying to avoid him, to be honest, I didn't want to meet him. And I realize I represent a statistic in this country, you know, the absentee father. That's a huge statistic in this country, actually all around the world. I'm that guy. So I really wanted to bring this story forward because I wanted to give people something tangible, tangible reason why it's important for us to get back into our children's lives. And it's also important to men relationships because, to me, the relationships we have are our most valued resource. You spoke about it when you first started talking to me about how this world is and how we're so consumed with all the things we wore, with the material stuff, the resources of this world, and things of this nature. But our most important resource is each other. And I think we've gotten a long way from that. So my son forgiving me and being open to meet me, that was to me, that was remarkable to me. Because most kids his age from the communities we come from, they have a mentality like, you know, you weren't in my life and I don't want to meet you. And they carry a lot of anger. But this kid has so much forgiveness in his heart. It just moved me. You know, it really moved me. And I really felt, you know, as a result, I knew that it could only be God over top of this whole situation and everything that I was going through. So
Clayton, has your son read this book? And if so, what was his reaction?
Yes, it has. He did read the book, and he said to me, it was the missing piece. He was living his life as if another gentleman was his father. His mom raised him, and they were telling him someone else is his father. And this is another thing about this book. It's a testament to how the truth cannot be suppressed. It's going to find its way. So when the truth came out, before the truth even came out, he felt like an alien in his own home. He couldn't understand why he was so different from his siblings. So a lot, and then he wound up becoming estranged from him and his mom because his mom wound up putting him out of the house at 18. So he's struggling with his identity. He's struggling with who he is. And he found out that another man is his father. So he was actually looking for me, and I didn't know it. So when we had the reunion, it was absolutely what he needed. But then when he read the book, he really was able to start getting some closure, and he was actually able to start healing. Psychologically, it was helping him. Now he's developing agriculture. He's working, you know, in a farming system. He loves doing that, but, you know, this system we live in, his mom and his parents, they wanted him to go to law school, they wanted him to do it, but this wasn't who he was. So he was struggling with who he was, and this book actually helped him come to grips with who he loved. And not only who he loved, but who he is, but he loves who he is. He loves himself now as a result of this book.
What are you doing today? What's your life like?
My life has, since all of this happened, I've actually walked away from corporate America, my job. I've been doing book events. I've started working on a talk show in D.C. that's in the developmental stages. I obtained a massage license. So my life is totally different. I've gotten rid of a lot of things. I've just stripped my life down. I'm simple now. So less is more. All I want to do is develop great relationships. I want to carry this message. Because I think this message is a strong reminder to all of us, we're getting away from what's most important.
So oh, by the way, I'm going to tell you, you make a great radio talk show host. You're extremely articulate, eloquent, expressive.
Wow.
You're going to make it doing radio, by the way. I've been quiet and listening to you because I've been fascinated. I want to go to the subtitle of your book.
Okay.
Who else could it be but God? My relationships led me to him. You've talked about the relationship with your son. What other relationships?
Oh, man, everyone, every single relationship in my life, whether it be family, coworkers, friends, strangers, the two gentlemen I talked about that passed away, they were good friends, you know, to me, but I was so selfish and so caught up in my way that I took those relationships for granted. I didn't value them. So with those two individuals passing away, and I'm not going to say God took them away for me, but I do believe every time something happens for different people, it affects them in different ways. So for me, it was to set my mind, it was to position my mind and open my mind for what was to come. So between those two relationships, my daughter, I have a daughter, by the way, and my daughter, I raised her whole life. But I always told her.
How old is she, Clayton?
She's 22 now, but she was 17 when this reunion happened. She always wanted to know who her brother was. And her mom and myself, we're no longer together. We weren't together. But her mom, when she found out that my son was on social media, she actually made the reunion happen. So this is why I say my relationships led me to him, because all those events, that chain of events that happened, one after another, they were in a succession of three. That led me ultimately to my awakening. And ever since then, life has been different. And it's incredible. It's an incredible amount of peace. And those events actually helped me with my fear of death. I'm no longer afraid of anything. You know, so
it sounds to me like this book is as much about helping other people as it is having been a cathartic tool for you to express your feelings, your emotions, and come to a closure situation in terms of what has happened in the past. Is that accurate?
It's absolutely accurate. The feedback I've been getting, so many people have started trying to forgive their friend. They've been working on relationships, because with the relationship stuff, I actually reveal through my own reflection. I'll actually show you. You'll see yourself in the sword. And I have men that are actually making feverish attempts to mend relationships with their
children. All right, on that note, I have to say, terrific contribution to our listening audience. Who else could it be but God? My relationships led me to him. Tate Publishing is the publisher. Our guest, Clayton Reed Jones. Thank you so much, Clayton. Good luck.
GEICO applauds your inner journey seeker.
GEICO gives a hearty pat on the back to the part of you that just wants to get out and ride your motorcycle, to take to the open road, and let the wind and bugs fly your way. In fact, bring on the bugs. They can't stop your quest for highway enlightenment. GEICO insures not only your car, but also that fine-looking bike of yours, with a custom-tailored policy and the best rates for you. So next time you suit up for adventure, make sure to take GEICO along for the ride.
GEICO Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Napa Know How!
Some people steer clear of store brands, but Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart is more than a store brand. It has the Napa logo on it, a logo that represents quality and knowledge, the same logo on the store, and that guy's shirt. So pick up Napa Conventional Motor Oil for $2.19 a quart, only available at, you guessed it, Napa. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
5370.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
BizTalkRadio.com.
IMIS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me and Stu Taylor.
All right, another distinguished guest in our last one here of the morning. We're joined by David Gray. His last name is spelled G-R-A-Y. People say, why do you spell all of these things out? Because in case people want to Google our guests or the titles of books, sometimes it necessitates doing that. The name of the book is The Million Mile Journey of Chiang Min Yi, and it's spelled Y-I, but it's pronounced E. And again, as told to David Gray, the book is by David Gray. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Welcome. Interesting title. And I guess the first question is, other than welcoming you, is, boy, it's an interesting title. What's this about?
Yeah, it is an interesting title. It was kind of a trip writing this thing. This is a book of Christian fiction. But as Christian fiction, it's somewhat unique, weaving apologetics into a timely story about a realistic character who's in real situations. There are plenty of scholarly and systematic works on apologetics out there, and Million Mile Journey is meant to compete with them. Although the book contains some apologetics, it appeals to the heart rather than the head. And unlike some other Christian fiction, the story hasn't got any neo-Nazi groups or Hollywood princesses coping in rural Georgia. There's no Amish trivia or couples torn apart by war, no fantasy. All it does is tell an engaging and realistic story about a likable visitor to our country. The book came as a surprise to me, and since I began writing, lacking the skills that other writers take for granted. It was like a slow-motion obsession, sometimes very amusing, but often very frustrating. Some years ago, a Japanese exchange student joined our Bible study, and she wasn't a believer, but she wanted to know what this Christianity was all about. And she'd sit there with a Japanese Bible on her left knee, an English Bible on her right, and an electronic dictionary squeezed in between, trying desperately to follow her very detail-oriented teacher. I really felt sorry for her, and she was determined, but she lacked the common knowledge that the rest of us shared. She had no context within which to fit the material we were studying. So I decided to prepare some basic background material for her, a sort of a handbook on Christianity. But the first words on the page shocked me. I left Beijing years ago, an idealistic communist youth at 22. for a very long moment. I sat there wondering where that came from, and that's how it began. And until the end of the writing process, I didn't know the era in which the story was taking place or the length of time that would transpire, the characters that would be introduced, the plot. I didn't even know how it was going to end. At one point, I felt there would be a death, but it didn't turn out to be the character I thought it was going to be. There were some funny moments along the way when I said to myself, ha, I should have seen that coming. And finally, after the story had been told, there was sort of a burst of insight, a 27-word quote from Chang that it perfectly describes him. The whole thing just kind of fell out of the sky.
David, when you write, when an author writes books, and I mean, unpublished, mine was easy to analyze because it was an autographical business book. But in this particular case, it's interesting to see how much of the traits, components, personality characteristics that authors inject into these stories based on their own background and experience.
Everything's autobiographical in the end.
Yeah, exactly. Did you find yourself with a keen awareness of this?
It was like I was two people. I felt I had to write something, and the only thing I had to draw upon was my own experiences. So it turns out I'm almost every character in the book, which makes me a rather fractured person, I guess.
All right, a classic case of schizophrenia.
So, yeah, multiple.
The million-mile journey of Chang Min Yi, as told to David Gray. It's written by David Gray. I'll ask you, and you don't have to answer it. How religious are you? Because you wrote a book with some religious connotation to it. Are you religious, and did you have any intent to send a message to the readers?
Well, yes. With today's global trade and international travel and education, the possibility of Christian evangelism has been really expanded. It's not necessary any longer to go to the ends of the earth. The ends of the earth have come to us. International students are on every college campus, and many of them have never heard a clear presentation of Christianity. They may not even know the questions to ask, let alone the answers to knotty questions. And searching the bookshelves, a curious seeker can quickly become bogged down in theological controversy and terminology suited only for the seminary, or else dissuaded by stories written by well-meaning believers to be read only by other believers. There seemed to be no middle ground. My book was written to present a clear, accurate, and an unintimidating picture of our faith through the experiences of a very likable foreign visitor.
I think you're following a great line here with a captivating title, but not giving away too much of the book. When that happens, some people say, I've heard enough, I don't want to buy it. In this particular case, it sounds like a fascinating book and a fascinating journey that both you and Chang Min Yi took. What do you want to tell people who have difficulty choosing books to read? I especially do, because I do about 25 of these a week, and I can't sit and read every book.
Well, the response to the book's been consistent, even though some of the people are not religious, as you would say. One woman who, in fact, it's one of the reviews on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, I forget which, she said, well, I wasn't really intrigued with the subject, but once I got into it, I really enjoyed the book. It's a good story. It's a realistic story. The dialogue is actually very good, and there is some basic sound doctrine presented. The point was that, an overarching idea is, just how is it that God draws people into a relationship with himself? I mean, everybody's heard about somebody encountering the divine in a very personal, subjective experience that brought about a dramatic change of life, but that's not how it usually works. It's usually a series of events and coincidences over time, even over years, that brings about a conversion. And this conversion is an objective reality. Other people see the changes in behavior and attitude and direction. And so how do you explain such a thing to someone like Chang, who only understands Christianity as a moral ethic, who's receiving information from contradictory sources, a person who's searching for answers but doesn't know the questions to ask. In writing this book, I think I made it an easier task.
Yeah, well, you've certainly done a great job here with this exposition, explaining what the book is about, and in essence, allowing me, needlessly preventing me from asking questions that you've already incorporated into your answers, which is, to me, a compliment to you in the book. And I want to thank you very much for joining us. The Million Mile Journey of Chang Min Yi, as told to David Gray, a distinguished guest, David Gray. It's Titate Publishing. David, thanks. Continued success. And I want to thank everyone out there for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Stu Taylor.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.